Well, I was going to say, are we allowed to sing Happy Birthday? Because isn't that copyrighted?
We cannot sing. We can't sing the traditional Happy Birthday song because some dumbass copyrighted it.
What is the fine for singing Happy Birthday?
I don't know.
They could send the Buffalo Police after us to knock us down. Yeah. Oh, too soon?
What? There's a fine for singing Happy Birthday? Mike is astonished to learn that there's a fine. Yes, there's a fine.
Who levies the fine?
I don't know. But they find you on the internet if you sing Happy Birthday.
Really?
They find you.
Who does?
I don't know.
The copyright police.
I don't know. And then
the birthday police.
The copyright police. And they find you and they send you a fine.
I'd say find them back.
I don't know. Anyway.
So anyway, happy birthday, Brita.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you. I am having a birthday.
Are you enjoying 25?
For the how many times now? Yeah, each time has been marvelous. Thank you very much. It's been really quiet. I don't know. I don't put anything on Facebook.
Good.
About my birthday, because you know I don't know. I feel weird about it. Like all of my friends on Facebook, it's like friends, but like, are we really friends? Kind of. You know, I don't want to like make people feel beholden to say happy birthday if they, you know, I don't know. It's weird. Never mind.
Yep.
I always look at it as birthdays are just a way of saying fuck you to the universe. You didn't kill me. Ha!
That's a good
especially,
one.
Not this year.
Especially this year.
Yeah, I was just saying right before I push the button that, you know, just when you think the stupidity and insanity can't get any worse.
Yeah.
It gets worse.
This year is like
Brita has a birthday.
Randy Quaid of years. It really is. It's the Cousin Eddie of years. It really is. It's the crazy drunken Independence Day of years.
There's a person I follow on YouTube that does these like little short comedy sketch things, and she does a deal where it's like her April self talking to her January self of 2020, and the January self is like, oh man, how about those Australian fires? Boy, that's really something. That's going to be like the defining thing of 2020. And then the April self was like, oh yeah, that happened. yeah. So.
Yeah, this.
Well, this I mean, it's very like the, you know, the virus. People not to the riots, and people are like, oh yeah, virus.
Uh oh, we lost Brita.
Uh oh.
See if she comes back.
Eek. Maybe the shortest show ever.
I know. See if we can get her back.
If not, I say we go for the a squirrel. We just say screw current events and do car talk for 45 minutes. Done.
Nope. Hey, she's back.
Can you hear us?
Brita? Are you there? Hello?
Uh-oh.
Well, this is...
It's half an hour of you there. Who's there?
Hey. No. Yep. I'm sitting here right next to the... I'm sitting next to the...
Wow.
The internet thing.
Router. Modem.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thing.
Yeah. Sorry. And Skype is telling me poor connection. So, don't know what to tell you.
Well, let's make the most of it while you're here.
Well, she's gone. Thank you, Skype.
Yeah. Nothing interesting happened this week, so it's okay. You know, it's It was a boring week. Not a lot happened. Nothing of interest. Things are winding down.
Yeah, I don't... I don't even know where to start. I mean, it's just like...
Yeah.
You know, the...
There's it's like fractally wrong. Because you had this event in Minneapolis, and everyone knows what we're talking about.
Right.
Where after it happened, it was like the one thing that all of America could agree on. Right. You know, that this was wrong. It very seldom is there a case where, no, out and out wrong. You know, I waited, you know, because I'm like, there's got to be more to this. Like, this cannot be the whole fucking thing. That this guy just fucking knelt on this dude's neck until he died. No, there's got to be more to it. And there wasn't. And 24 hours passed, and 48 hours passed, and 72 hours passed. And no, that guy just knelt on a fucking handcuffed dude's neck until he died. What the fuck? I don't think there's a single human who didn't say, yeah, that's messed up. At the very least, you know, there were a few people who were like, well, he had a criminal record. He had this. I don't care.
Right.
I don't care if he machine gunned a bus of nuns and orphans when he is handcuffed and face down on the ground. It's over. That's done.
Yeah. That's, you know, when you're, you know, you can get away with all kinds of shenanigans when you're trying to arrest somebody.
Yes.
You know, whoops, yep. I mean, he slipped and fell. I mean, you know, he pointed a gun at me, so I had to shoot him. I mean, there's all kinds of legitimate things you can do. But once he's in cuffs and down on the ground.
There's not a lot you can do when your hands are cuffed behind your back and you're on your stomach.
Right.
There's just not a lot you can do.
Yeah, and then, well, I mean, there was so much wrong with this. One, the guy sat there and leaned on his neck for, you know, a ridiculous
like 9 minutes.
Of time.
I mean, like, it looked like work.
Right.
He was like, dude, you know?
I mean, think about down on one knee on anything for that long.
Yeah.
And you're right. It takes effort. And the guy's standing around, nobody said, you know, hey, let him up. No, you know, I mean, it is egregious at all levels. And everybody in government from top to bottom, literally from top to bottom, said, this is fucked up. And we're going to do the full, you know, extent of the, you know, judicial whatever, right?
Right. You're fired. Everyone there is fired, and we're going to prosecute you. And,
right.
You know, as best as it can after the fact, it's hard to see what else could be done. You know, he was fired. He was arrested. He was charged with a crime. As right. He should be. That was egregious.
Yeah. And then, you know, it, okay. All, you know, if they had done the thing where they were like, oh, well, you know, cops, he's a cop. What are you going to do? You know, if they hadn't
yes.
decided to prosecute, I would say that, you know, there was some, you know, oh, Brita's back.
Ah,
I'm afraid to say anything.
Oh, no, you sound great now.
What?
You fixed it.
Yeah, you must have done something.
You sound perfect.
Okay. It could go bad at any moment.
We'll,
I'm sorry.
We will struggle on.
Let's maximize our Brita.
Yeah, we were just talking about the event in Minneapolis that started everything. And
Can I say something about the event in Minneapolis?
Absolutely.
I don't know if we've covered this or not.
No, go ahead.
But Candace Owens, go ahead and Google Candace Owens if you don't know who she is. She's an amazing person. Are you there?
Yep, we hear you.
Okay. I thought I was talking to myself.
Nope. Listening.
She kind of stirred up a lot of internet drama within the past day or so. Basically saying, you know, she does want justice for George Floyd's family. Because the way he died was pretty reprehensible. I mean, you know, the guy begging for his life, the cop is still kneeling on his neck. Okay. But she refuses to uphold George Floyd as some sort of, you know, admirable member of their community, because he wasn't.
Right. No, right. He wasn't at all.
He was a 5-time felon. And if you look at his record, each crime that he got convicted and sent to prison for had escalated. Like, you know, his first crimes were kind of like burglaries and drug related and blah, blah, blah. And then I think the most recent, you know, don't quote me. I didn't study this. I didn't, you know, before the show. But like there was a home invasion, burglary, where he held a gun to a pregnant woman's stomach. So this is not like a stellar individual. This is, he's a dirtbag who probably either should have been in prison anyway or was on the trajectory of getting killed by the cops.
Right.
One way or another. And Candace Owens, and this has been my huge point during this whole thing with the riots. She made a great point where no other group of people, like no other community of people, the Jews, you know, white people, Asians, no one else, no other group of people makes such a stink about, like, if a 5-time felon, let's just, you know, imagine if it's possible, which is not, 5-time felon Orthodox Jew, for instance, been to prison 5 times.
Right.
And he's like out on the street and he's fighting with the cops and he ends up getting killed by the cops. The Jews would be like, "Welp." And I think most other racial groups would probably be like, "Well, he was a fuck up, and that's what you get when you're a fuck up." But the Black community, for some reason, thinks that we should like idolize their criminals for some reason. Like I saw today that in I think it was Belfast, they had painted a mural, a Black Lives Matter mural in Belfast, Northern Ireland. This huge painting of George Floyd.
Wow.
This dude held a gun to a pregnant woman's stomach.
Yep.
But nobody's stepping back and saying, you know, what did he do in his life that had gotten him to the point where he's getting killed by a cop?
Well, you can say he's a dirtbag who should have been in jail, and you can also say the cop shouldn't have leaned on his neck until he was dead.
Right. Right. But
absolutely.
Rita's got an amazing point.
I absolutely agree.
Right.
That this guy, by no stretch of the imagination, he was not a role model. He, I'm sure if you asked him, he would have said, "I'm not a role model." But he's being held up he's been canonized.
Well, they do the same thing they do every time. It's like, right. You know, he was, you know, an honor student. Well, if, you know, he's just trying to turn his life around. I mean, it's just, they completely ignore that he was a dirtbag, and then they burn out their neighborhoods.
And that's where, you know, I kind of look at it as, I blame the media.
Oh, it's absolutely the media's fault.
Well, it's always the media.
They pulled this crap on Trayvon Martin. They pulled this crap on Michael Brown.
Yep.
Where it was like, oh my gosh, look at this. And then the facts come out and the investigations come out. And it's like, no, this was, you know, in both of those cases, the actions were warranted. And
but if you saw the protests, they're still holding.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Michael Brown, the whole hands up, don't shoot.
Hands
thing.
Up, don't shoot.
That's
complete
truth.
And utter
and it's
fabrication. Complete and utter fabrication, but it's still passed as gospel.
Yep.
You know, they have this case, George Floyd, you know, however he was, it should not have ended like that. And you have a clear cut case of police. I won't say brutality, but certainly they did not follow proper procedure. I have not heard a single police officer say,
absolutely not.
Yes, in the academy, they teach us to kneel on people's necks. In fact, I've seen quite a few police officers say, no, they very specifically tell you not to do that. You have a case where it's clear cut, mm-hmm. the cop fucked up. Now,
yep.
they're ascribing it to racism, which... I don't know that that is true.
I don't
buy
it.
There may be more in this guy's background. I don't know. Right now, we don't know. We do know that of the four police officers that were present, he was the only white one.
Right.
There was a Hispanic, an Asian, mm-hmm. and yeah. another African-American male.
Who stood
who
there and didn't do anything.
Stood by and did nothing, which is also wrong. So I'm not 100% sure that it was racism. What I am sure of is that when you say, oh, it was systemic racism that killed him, I have to say, really? Because you're blaming Donald Trump for something that happened in a democratically controlled state, in a democratically controlled city, in a democratically controlled police force, from a cop who was investigated, and the Democratic Attorney General who ran for president on the Democratic ticket, or was running for the Democratic nomination, I'm sorry.
Well... Also,
declined to prosecute him.
The chief of police is black.
You exactly. You have all the way down one party, and they're blaming Donald Trump.
It's not just one party.
Yeah.
It's not just one party, Jay, because you can, you know, I guarantee you Nancy Pelosi is a racist bitch. There's no doubt in my mind.
Of course she is.
But, you know... Minneapolis from the top down is run by African Americans or blacks or whatever the hell they you want to call the people,
whatever the politically correct term is.
And they
week.
Are not, they are not, you know, they are not ones who don't know that they're supposed to vote for Biden. So these are Democrat yeah. through and
but
through.
In a
Democrat city. So if that's the case, how is it that there's institutional racism in Minneapolis?
Right. Exactly. Well, it's because of Trump.
Well, yeah, but Trump has nothing to do with Minneapolis.
Which, yes, yes, I know. And interestingly enough,
I'm not sure he's ever even been there.
Nobody ever said that Barack Obama was responsible for Michael Brown. Or Freddie Gray in Baltimore.
Well, some people did.
Yeah, well, not like they're blaming Trump.
No, but, you know.
You know.
So now, the thing about Obama is he could have done a lot to, you know, heal the rift in the U.S. if he wanted to.
He chose to make it worse.
And he chose to make it worse. Intentionally... And deliberately.
Yeah.
So, and then, and like you were saying earlier, the media has fanned this, you know, and it, the pure right. rampant hypocrisy on the part of the media is actually in a lot of ways worse than the rioting, because the rioting just burns down a building. The media went from the very week before castigating people for protesting
oh, yeah.
against excessive stay-at-home rules. Oh, those people, oh, you can't, oh, how dare you, you know, You can't get together in groups like that. It's social distancing. You're going to kill your grandmother.
Yep.
Last.
Yep. You just want your haircut. You're willing to kill people.
Right.
So you can get a haircut. Or you want to kill people just so you can make money.
And yet this week.
Yep.
This week, suddenly, riots. It's the, you know, you have to, you know, you have to let people gather together to have a riot.
Well, somebody posted a notice from, it was a town in, I believe, California, Contra Costa, where they said, new social distancing guidelines, no social gatherings of more than 12 people, no demonstrations of more than 100.
Right. What the fuck? How
is this not the Onion of the Babylon Bee?
You can't get together to go to church, but you can get together to have a protest and loot a Target.
Right. You're telling me that the coronavirus can distinguish between people gathered for a cookout and people gathered to protest police brutality. Which leads me into my single biggest complaint with this whole thing. Because the media has blown it up about racism. And maybe racism does play a part in it. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know what is in the heart of the police officer responsible. I don't know what is in the heart of the other police officers. But to me, the bigger thing here that no one wants to talk about is this is what happens when you continue to cede protection and violence to the state. The people who a month ago were calling the cops to report their neighbors for not social distancing properly are now saying cops are bad.
Right.
What the fuck did you expect? You just spent the last 3 months handing over your freedom and your liberty and your personal fucking responsibility to the state. And then you act surprised when the state has a monopoly on force. Sorry, you brought this.
It's like that. It's like that wonderful meme of the, remember the protesters? Where the cops were spraying pepper spray in somebody's face, and it says wants more government, and then the cops
side, want more government.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. You know, it's just, to me, it's you the people who are, this is awful, and we need to, we're going to defund the police force, like. Are you a human fucking being? Here's a newsflash. Every
who are you gonna call?
Every country in the fucking world has police. Because we need them. Because people, by and large, are shitbags.
Well, not and everyone, Jay. But shitbags tend to clump together.
There's enough of them that you need a body to enforce laws.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing.
And to say, we're not going to have police. That's wonderful.
But
for about 10 seconds.
The people who are going to be affected the most by that are the very people that want to defund the police.
Right.
The rich folks with their security fences and their private security.
Yep.
You know, they go to work in buildings with security, and you know, they shop in areas where it's relatively safe. They're not going to have a problem. It's the people that live in marginal neighborhoods and places where, you know, the gangs are in control and stuff like that. What happens to those places when the cops aren't there?
Well, I'm going to pose a different.
Mike was just saying at dinner today. He's like, yeah. He's like, if we got rid of the police, like, I don't know, here in downtown Willoughby, like, the only thing that we'd be missing is, like, cops who run, you know, our cops tend to change the lights so they can go through the lights, you know. And so we'd miss that, and also, like, we'd get less speeding tickets. But like other than that, you know, who needs the police?
See,
but in East Cleveland, there might be some problems.
See, I'm going to take a different tack. Alan's absolutely right. The very rich, their lives aren't going to change. They've got private security with machine guns. They don't care. Shitty places, that's also not going to change. You know, it's not like they're going to shoot each other more in Chicago.
Well, that's true.
They've certainly proved that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
The places that are going to suffer are your suburbs and the middle class, who, guess what? The left hates.
Yeah.
The left hates the middle class.
Well, I don't know why they hate us. We're paying all their bills.
But we vote for their opposition. The rich, the super rich, feel guilty about having so much, so they vote for Democrats and they, you know, donate to Democrats.
You know what? I think that's a mental issue, because I guarantee you, if I was a multimillionaire, I wouldn't feel guilty about it at all. And there's no way in hell I'd ever vote for a Democrat.
I agree. But, I can't help but wonder if deep down this is a way to strike at the middle class.
Well, of course it is. Because
those Trump voters.
Right, because tearing down institutions is what the left does. I mean, that's their whole... plan.
Is Hell's Kitchen or, you know, the shitty parts of Chicago, or, you know, just pick it, pick whatever you want. You know, South Central, the South Side in D.C. Are they, you know, the cops vanish? Is anybody going to notice? Not very much. Now, again, there's no cops to call when someone's breaking into your house. That matters to the people out in middle America. Now, it's not going to go down the way they think it is.
No.
You know, with Antifa threatening to go out in the suburbs, it's like, yeah guys, that's not going to work the way you think it's going to work. Because you start driving through some of these neighborhoods, you know, lobbing bricks, you're going to get shot. Plain and simple. You know, we had a demonstration not too far, and I talked to a couple of my neighbors, and the general consensus was it would not go well. You know, it would be Custer-like for Antifa rioters to come down our street. just saying that there's an. It would be a blunder of Custer-like proportions. And I suspect that a good portion of the suburbs would be like that.
I agree.
I just, you know, there's two ways to look at what happened in Minneapolis. You know, and one is that, oh, racism is bad. But I think everybody knows racism is bad. I don't think anybody's like, oh, no, it's perfectly fine to hate people just because of what they look like. I don't think anybody in 2020 is really honestly thinking that way. It's soft, if you don't vote for Democrats, you ain't black racism that's still out there. But, you know, the real problem is we keep giving the state more and more power and then acting surprised when the state abuses that power, even though that's what the state does.
Always.
You give it power. Exactly. It abuses power. It fucks stuff up. The government couldn't make money running a whorehouse, for Christ's sake. And yet we're surprised when, well, we've given them all this power and all they've done is abuse it. Huh, my gosh, it rained and I got wet. Who knew? But that's not focus. And then we're going to defund the police. Well, okay, you've gone from one extreme to the other. And not only that, but defunding the police is untenable.
Yeah,
that's not going to happen. That is the, you know,
well, if you don't clean your room, I'm going to send you to the orphanage. You know, you know that they're not going to go through with that.
Right. It's like that thing they do every year when it's when raising taxes time comes around, and they go, well, if you don't raise taxes, we're going to have to lay off some cops and firefighters because that's the only place we could possibly save money.
Yep.
You know, and then everybody goes, you know, well, shit, we can't do that.
Yeah, so, like the school levies, we're going
to. Yep.
Yeah.
Jay, you brought up an error of Custer-like proportions. And I just wanted to bring up a hometown story of Corbeau's Bakery in downtown Cleveland, Playhouse Square.
Door day goes.
It has the video has since gone viral all over the world, I think, because they're getting comments from everywhere around the world. And Playhouse Square was, it's kind of an area where, I mean, obviously it's a Cleveland Playhouse, and we have, you know, theater there and culture and stuff, but around the Playhouse there's all sorts of storefronts and Corbeau's Bakery and shops and blah blah blah, you know, it's all like a kind of a cool area. And it got heavily looted, like cleaned out, looted, and, you know, broken windows and blah blah blah. And Corbeau's Bakery decided, no, we're not going to do that today. And if I posted the video in the Squirrel Report page, and I was so proud of my fellow Clevelanders. But I also was not surprised, because Corbeau's Bakery in Playhouse Square is like kind of other location. Their original location was in Little Italy in Cleveland. And Little Italy was notorious for, if you're not Italian, maybe you shouldn't go there.
We're just saying. I'm just saying. Area.
Yeah.
With that Italian shrug.
I'm not surprised.
Forget about it. Forget about it.
They make great bakery.
It's cannolis. You take the gun, you leave the cannoli. No, you leave the gun, take the cannoli.
Take the cannoli. It's delicious.
Yeah, that's a great video.
But yeah, they stood outside their shop with what, one guy had a rifle, another guy had a shoulder rig with a pistol, another guy had maybe a shotgun. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but
long arms.
And they did not get looted.
Right. The building was not burned down. The windows weren't broken.
Yeah.
Well, and that's like, that kind of segues nicely into another thing. This whole theory that, you know, well, the right keeps saying that, you know, the Second Amendment gives us the guns to fight tyranny. How come they're not out there? Mm-hmm. You know, an Australian version of The Onion said, you know, NRA forgot to fight tyranny. Well,
because we're not stupid.
First of all, A, seems like it was just a couple of weeks ago that those evil gun-toting racist rednecks stormed the Michigan Capitol and threatened to kill grandma because they didn't want to be on lockdown 24/7. You know, like, we are supposed to forget that a fucking month ago you were accusing us of wanting to kill the elderly because we want to be allowed to travel between homes. We want to be able to go visit grandma.
Not only that, Jay, but the whole, you know, storming the Capitol, threatening the lives of the legislators and all that kind of stuff.
I can remember when armed gun owners going to the Capitol was the worst thing that's ever happened, and how these horrible people, how could they do that? They're threatening people. They're doing this. They're doing that. And that was all of January in Virginia or April in Michigan. And here we are, you're saying, how come you're not doing that? Oh, I don't know. Maybe because even, A, you don't get to define tyranny. B, this is an extremely localized event involving actors that you have voted for. And
support. B,
there's the gun store. If you feel that strongly, go buy a gun and fight your own damn battles.
Well, they'd have to stand in line.
See, there's a parable of the farmer and the viper. The farmer picks up a viper freezing from the cold. And he holds it against his chest to warm it up. And as soon as it warms up, it bites him and he dies. And he says, you knew my nature when you picked me up. Well, we know your nature. And we know, as sure as God made little green apples, that even if we did rise up and fight the tyranny, the instant we were done, you would be calling us racist Nazis and you would be putting in legislation to ban the guns we used. So, sorry. Nope, ain't happening.
You know,
when
funny you bring up Michigan, because Governor Whitmer of Michigan today attended a Black Lives Matter rally. She wore a mask. However, there was no social distancing.
Yeah.
When is Michigan locked down till?
July.
I'm not sure.
No, that's Oregon.
She was. Oh my God, July. I think it was yesterday, the protest march in Detroit. But yeah, she attended, walked side by side with lots. So is it a real thing, the virus, or no?
Well, it's only a real thing if you're not going to, you know.
She said that everybody use hand sanitizer.
I don't know.
Get the entire crowd.
I can't even keep up with the fucking rules anymore because they make them up as they go along.
Right.
You know,
well, I think they pretty much. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say they pretty much abandoned it because they have the next big thing to go on.
Right. They make shit up. Whatever they feel like this morning is the new rule.
Yeah, but she's the governor who was so upset that there was a protest and, you know, about the lockdown she was the kill grandma.
That was then. This is now.
That virtue signaling is so yesterday, Brita. Come on. This is today's virtue signaling. You know, I mean, between Pride Month, the whole George Floyd, Black Lives Matter, and COVID, one more thing, and corporate America isn't going to know who to pander to. I mean, they're just like, holy fuck, if there's like a tornado somewhere or like an earthquake, one more thing, and they're going to be like, fuck, we don't know who to pander to.
Yeah.
It's like a pander free-for-all. Well, it's like you can't go to a website without seeing a fucking black square, a pride flag, a we're in this together bullshit. No, we're not fucking in this together. Fuck you.
But they're not. The problem with the pandering is the pandering doesn't get you anything.
Right. It's the throwing them out of the boat so the crocodile eats you last.
Yeah, I mean the pandering doesn't get them anything. Like the video of the kid, we're with you, man, we're with you, and then somebody throws a rock through their window, you know? And it's like
the progressive newspaper that still got looted.
Yeah, I mean it's like or the cupcake bakery that got looted, cuz I mean it's like they don't care. And if you bow down to them, it's just a sign of weakness, and it gives them a chance to run you over. There's no you can't pander to the left. You cannot pander to the left.
Yep.
I'm going to say it again for those hard of hearing.
They see it as weakness
and slow. You cannot pander to the left. All you can do is stand up to them, and as the great Obama said, punch back twice as hard.
Yep.
Because that's the only thing they understand.
You are going to get us banned from iTunes for inciting violence, Alan.
No, I'm not. I'm not citing anything. I'm just, you know, this is not the first time we've dealt with commies in this country. You know, I mean, we've done it before. You know, you cannot bow to socialists. You can't give in to them. They do not negotiate fairly. There's no honor there. The honor and decency and truthfulness and the goddamn American way has no meaning to them. They use it against you. They use your own innate decency against you.
Black Lives Matter thing is, because lots of white people have that, oh, black people were slaves, and oh, you know, maybe we need to make it up to them, and we're so sorry. And it's like an innate goodness that people care about each other, and they don't want other people to feel hurt. And it's, you know, and I do think that the left plays on that. And I don't know how to fix that part of it. You know, right. I think that problem is going to fix itself, because it's going to be like the white guy standing up saying, "We're with you, we're with you." And then a brick comes through his window. That's going to fix that. And it's not going to fix it in the right way.
Yeah.
At all.
What one of the things that really got me was the New York Post, you know, armed rednecks protect businesses. They deliberately cropped out the two black guys standing right next to the two white guys. You had the perfect opportunity to say, look, here's black and white working together to protect a common interest. You here, out of all of the horror going on right now, the horrible thing that happened with George Floyd, and then the kind of the natural outcropping of cooping people up for three fucking months and canceling all the sporting events and canceling all the concerts, canceling all of the relief valves to keep society functioning. Right? We had this 3-month shutdown. We were all locked in our homes. We couldn't go anywhere. You couldn't go out to eat. You couldn't go to a bar. You couldn't watch sports. You couldn't go to concerts. You couldn't do anything. And then people act surprised when something like this sets off protests across the country. Oh, no shit, Sherlock. You've got 4 people, all with guns, protecting a store from looters. 2 white guys, 2 black guys. How much more America could you be? This is the Second Amendment. We are colorblind. We are coming together for a common good. Look at us. This is awesome. But no, the fucking New York Post, look at these rednecks, and they just crop the black guys out. They deliberately fucking inflamed that narrative so that they could have their little clicks. They could get their little, oh, look at these awful people. They've got their stuff is worth more than lives. They're willing to kill people to save their store. Those evil capitalists, and, you know, this whole concept that it's okay to loot a big box store because it's a corporation. Fuck you. That store is owned by humans. The store is staffed by humans. Fucking humans drive the trucks to bring goods there. When you fucking burn it to the ground, all those people have no jobs. They have no insurance. You know, it's like, oh, you burn a Target to the ground, and it's like, oh, corporate Target goes, oh, guess we have to take that hotel off the Monopoly board. No! Fucking 300 people no longer have jobs. Fuck you.
Right.
Yeah, they, because it's a box store, it's okay. No, it's not okay. It doesn't matter if it's a mom and pop store or a big box store. There's fucking people who work there. There's people who shop there, as you've pointed out.
all of a sudden, Minneapolis is going, oh, we don't have any grocery stores anymore. Oh, gee, you think? Wait, they don't want to come back. Oh, I wonder why. Because not only did you say, fuck you, you're on your own, but you're going, we're not going to have any more police, and everyone's going to live together in harmony in fucking Candy Mountain.
Yeah, I was just...
I wonder why Market Basket's not going to build another store for us to loot and burn down.
I was just reading a sob story about some, I forget what city, it was one of these cities where they burned out every fucking Target and grocery store in the neighborhood. And now there's a sob story about how people have to go, you know, have to walk 4 hours to go to a grocery store that has food. Well, when...
Yeah. Sorry.
Guess what happens when you burn the fucking grocery store in your neighborhood? You don't have a grocery store in your neighborhood anymore. And everybody that stood around, okay, I will use their own thing against them. Just like it was wrong. Just like it was wrong for those cops to stand around while another one leaned on what's his name's neck.
Yeah.
It was wrong for everyone to stand around and not do something while those yahoos were rioting and looting and burning the stores.
Well, but Alan, sure. They were all white supremacists doing that.
No, they weren't.
Who came up with that? Who thought that anybody would buy that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you might as well have said, it would have been more believable to say Martians.
You know,
it really would have. The fact that in these areas that, the Klan just came in black hood. They changed the white hoods for black hoods and burned down these businesses because reasons. Or maybe it's, oh, look, it's the same Antifa assholes that have been burning shit down for the past 4 fucking years. And the past 8 years before that as Occupy Wall Street. You've got a good dozen years of evidence of who's behind all of this. But, oh, white supremacist. Because Trump. Orange man bad. But, yeah.
Speaking of which...
Yes.
There was a poll that Brita just sent us. Rasmussen, who is not a fan or a friend of Republicans.
Yeah, they're probably like, what is happening right now?
Yeah, Rasmussen says that black likely voter approval of Donald Trump is now over 40%.
Well,
that's okay, Alan. They're, those people aren't black. So, according to Joe Biden, they ain't black.
Right. Well, you know, whatever.
I love that. He was joking. I'm like, well, first of all, watch the video. No, he wasn't.
He wasn't joking.
There was not a hint of jocularity in that man's entire demeanor.
No.
And two, does that make it acceptable? Can Donald Trump now say racist jokes, but then follow it up with, ha ha, oh, he was joking. It's okay.
Yeah.
No, we all know it's not okay.
Yeah. You know? I know. I want to keep turning it around and putting the shoe on the other foot and being like, but I can't do it because the left are the only ones that do this kind of shit. I mean, when people, conservatives have a protest, it is orderly. They leave the place cleaner than it was when they got there.
Right.
Crime goes down.
Nothing gets burned to the ground.
Nothing gets looted or burned to the ground. You know, it's not comparable. I mean, I can't even imagine, you know, but you have politicians in office, you have media, you have corporate America basically rooting for the rioters and the looters and excusing it. And, you know, I'm trying to think of, you know, where in I can't think of anything that the conservatives would do that they would excuse. I mean, they don't even excuse our existence. You know, I mean, we're awful, terrible people just for living.
And the other thing that gets me is with the corporations and with the local governments, they're coming out with these whole, we're gonna write Black Lives Matter on the fucking street leading to the White House in D.C. Oh, that did a lot.
Yeah,
that was a good use of taxpayer money. You know, we're gonna put out all of these ads showing how much we care. Blah 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 blah. But you know what's not changing? The systems put in place by the party in charge in these areas. Los Angeles burned to the fucking ground in 1992. You had cops, big racist cops, beating a black man in 1992. Remind me again when the big manhunt for, what the hell was his name, Dorner. What happened then? Oh, you had a bunch of cops trying to kill a black guy. 25 fucking years later, not a goddamn thing changed because you didn't address the real problem, which is the cops have too much power because the state has too much power. And you motherfuckers at every turn want to give more power to the state and then act surprised when shit like this happens. Like, did you eat lead paint as a child? That's the only thing I could think of. There's lead paint involved because you are developmentally delayed. We got to do something. We're going to virtue signal the shit out of this. We're not going to change a fucking thing. 25 years from now, the same exact thing is going to happen for the same exact reasons, and we're going to act surprised. Oh, imagine that. Oh, there's racial strife in Chicago. Oh, didn't Chicago have giant fucking riots in the 60s?
Yep.
And here it is, more than 50 fucking years later, and the same shit's going on. We're two generations removed, and the same shit is happening.
Yeah, but you know what they're not protesting?
What's that?
They're not protesting all the people getting shot on a daily basis in Chicago.
Yeah, those lives don't matter. Those lives, well, we don't care about them because they don't fit the narrative. You know, and then one more thing for me to rant about is this white silence equals violence. You know, fuck you. Because we've been complaining about this for decades. And you've dismissed and poo-pooed. Oh, you just gun nuts. That's all you care about. We've been complaining about misuse and abuse of police powers at both the state and federal levels, well, for a very long time. But in my lifetime, I can recall Ruby Ridge and Waco and Eric Scott and Daniel Harless and Daniel Shaver. And I can't think of the woman's name right in Minneapolis who was killed by the white woman killed by a black cop.
Yep.
I'm blanking on the name and I apologize. We have spoken out. We have not been silent. You know, you're ignoring us doesn't mean we're silent. Not liking what we have to say doesn't mean we're silent. Start fucking listening.
No, that's not, they're not interested in that.
And, you know, racism might be a component. There may very well be a component. I'm not ruling it out. But I think what's crystal clear is the way the state is enforcing things and utilizing violence, and those that utilize violence needs to change. And you're never going to get that change by ignoring, when you give more power to the state, the agents of the state get more power. It flows downhill. When you say, please, nanny government, take care of every facet of my life, well, there's going to be someone there to say, wait a minute, you're not social distancing properly. Hold on a minute. Your toilet uses too much water when it flushes. Hold on a minute. Your light bulbs aren't the right kind. This is the shit you foist on us at every fucking turn. Your car puts out too many emissions. Your house has, the grass is too tall. I guess that's an HOA thing, but you get, okay, you're using too much water on your lawn. At every turn, your solution is to pass another law. And every time you do that, you're giving the state another arrow in its quiver, because every law is enforced at the barrel of a gun. Because if you disobey that law, men with guns are going to, men and women with guns are going to come to enforce it.
Yeah, but Jay, the whole thing about the whole, you know, silence is violence is just, they're not serious.
Right. Exactly.
They don't care. They're just
only say that because it rhymes.
Right.
It
sounds good. They don't actually care.
Yeah, just it rhymes, it sounds good. You can put it on a placard and carry it in the thing.
It's like a bumper sticker. It's like hands up, don't shoot. I mean, it doesn't mean anything. It's a lie. It's meaningless. You know, the whole, you know, silence is violence is meaningless, and it's a lie. I mean, they don't care.
Right.
You can't, you're trying to use logical arguments for something that's not based on logic. It's not, sure. They don't care. They just want you to shut up and go away.
Oh, and they want you to pay. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know, because the, you know, the $2,000 a month that the Democrats were proposing as part of the stimulus, somebody's got to pay for that. Which leads into another inconvenient truth for the left, in that the stock market has already rebounded, and how many million jobs do we add?
Yeah, that's already coming back to hurt them, because the Republicans in the Senate and the House have completely stopped negotiating any kind of fourth stimulus or anything like that. They're just like, it's dead. Democrats aren't getting shit out of this anymore. So, you know.
Yeah. Worst thing that could happen would be if the economy rebounded quickly.
Yeah. Well, the worst thing for the Democrats, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Well, they'll have to come up with something else to scream at.
There'll be another pandemic.
Or, yeah, it's, you know, it. They'll be, you know, now that, and now, you also have this whole, Antifa up in Portland that, what's his name? The video guy. Veritas.
Veritas is
doing the slow drip release of videos from up in Portland where, you know, they went under, somebody went undercover and videoed the Portland Antifa, you know, doing all their, you know, all their stuff and actually, you know, conspiracy to commit, conspiracy, you know, I mean, if some prosecutor somewhere wanted to make a case, you know, they got RICO, they got organized crime, they've got multiple counts of conspiracy to commit violence and you know, assault, and you know, I mean, it's, you know, and now that Antifa is a domestic terrorist organization, you remember how the Democrats wanted the Patriot Act renewal passed so bad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, guess what happens now?
Yep.
Now that Antifa is a terrorist organization, you know what that means? That means that the Justice Department gets to use the FISA courts to go after all the Antifa people, trace their phone calls, find out who they're talking to, find out who they're organizing with.
It'll be interesting. Yeah,
but again, Jay, it's like you were saying. It's like you give this you gave the government this power, liberals.
Yep.
You did it.
Well,
you
and then, like,
wanted it.
Their big thing is, oh, remember this when you go to vote. Why? So you can vote for the same fucking Democrats that have been in power for 50 years?
Yeah.
You're just going to vote the same people back in. And nothing's going to change.
Yeah, what have the Democrats done for Minneapolis? What have the Democrats done for Chicago? What have the Democrats done for any place in California? Yeah. I mean,
New York City.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's you people keep voting these idiots in, and then, you know, say what you want about the so-called flyover country and the red states, but, you know, the red states are fiscally responsible. They're not on the edge of bankruptcy, you know.
They're capable of supplying their own water and power, unlike California.
Yeah.
And
we lost Brita again. And we're over an hour. Oh. So.
And we limped to the end.
Yeah. Rant,
powered
rant,
on
rant,
raging
rant.
Bourbon. Yeah, there's a lot to rant about.
It's just,
you know, it's just people are surprised. Yeah, I love the. Oh, this must be a serious problem because of all of the riots. It's like, look, motherfucker, there were riots in Bangor, fucking Maine. Bangor, Maine is certainly one of the whitest areas you're going to find. This is not, you know, a Black Lives Matter thing. This is we've been cooped up in our fucking houses and we finally get a chance to go out and do something.
Yeah.
You know, to try to claim that there's this huge groundswell, this is a big thing. It's like, no. No, for 3 months, people have been stuck in their homes, not being able to do shit, listening to, you know, trying to homeschool their kids and keep what's left of their job. Or they've been unemployed for 3 months and the money ran out and you don't know what the fuck you're going to do. So, hey, let's go get a new TV.
Yeah. And then you get the, you know, the organized criminal gangs that are using the riots as cover for coming in with trucks and, you know, looting stores and everything else. I mean, there are absolutely spur of the moment looters.
Oh, absolutely.
But there's also, you know, there's also organized looting gangs.
Right.
They have them on video. Yeah, I mean, they literally have them on video where they pull up in cars, whole gang of people. They go in, they clean out a store, come back and they drive off. So,
you know, but
the answer is fewer cops.
The answer is just disband the police because that'll, you know, when you know there's no police, we'll all just live together in harmony because the police are the only thing keeping us from, you know, what we're gonna friggin' evolve to the next level. What are we, Pokemon? We're gonna just become these transcendental beings and everything will be hunky-dory and we'll all live on, like I said, Big Rock Candy Mountain. No, it's fucking Lord of the Flies. That's what happens.
Yep.
And I'm not saying this as someone who's like, oh, law and order, herder. I'm saying this as a student of human nature. That absent the stick, we just take the fucking carrot. We just take it whether we've earned it or not.
Yep.
That's basic human nature. You know, if you're not given a penalty for breaking the law, you're going to break the law. If I'm not going to get a ticket, if you tell me there is no traffic enforcement, I'm going 120 miles an hour down the highway because I can. It is only the fear of enforcement and getting a ticket and everything that comes with it that keeps me from exceeding the speed limit. The speed limit is arbitrary. There are times of the day where it is absolutely safe on a four-lane highway to go triple digits. But there's no highway in America that has a triple-digit speed limit. It's not cars. You know, I'll say, okay, the cars in the 70s and 80s, you probably were better sticking to 65-70. Because beyond that, the dashboard would shake itself to pieces. But not today. Modern vehicles are very well built. We've got great tires. We've got great brakes. Most cars have ABS.
The only problem is you still got stupid people behind the wheel, Jay.
Well, yeah. But, you know, in a coronavirus world where everyone's staying home there's very little traffic on the road, the only thing that is stopping you from exceeding the speed limit by double is the threat of getting a ticket. It's not that you could crash. It's not that you could go so fast that your vehicle couldn't handle it. It's only the threat of getting a ticket.
Yep.
It is only that stick that prevents you from breaking the law. And without an effective way to enforce the law, there really isn't a law, is there? Yeah. Because if nobody's going to come and arrest you for busting down your neighbor's door to steal his TV, is it really illegal?
Well, I mean, if
you know,
there is, I'm not a lawyer, as everyone knows, but there is jurisprudence and precedent out there that if a law goes long enough without being enforced, it ceases to have any effect.
Yep.
Or it becomes unenforceable.
Yep. It goes hand in hand with never give an order you don't expect to be obeyed.
Right. So, you know, if, you know, at a certain point you cease, if you don't enforce laws long enough, they cease to exist.
Yep.
And on that note.
On that note.
What?
We mostly avoided talking about coronavirus, so I think we've turned a corner here.
What horrible thing will happen next week?
I know. Turn in next week for the awful catastrophe of the week.
Jesus, 2020, you're killing
me. We had murder hornets. We had Australia burned to the ground. Murder hornets, pandemic, plague, riots, violence. At this point, it's like, you know, all right, stop spinning the fucking wheel of destiny, folks. We need like a month long just break.
Yep,
you know, we just all sit back and drink beer.
Yep. Well, we'll see.
And on that note, folks, we'll be back to grouse more later on.
And have a good weekend.